How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Curry, good morning. Did I just call you weird? I might have, you know.
I don't know if you called me weird or you called my content weird, which it is.
Well, I was just going to say.
Which makes a creator. So I let it go, but now that you've addressed it. Okay, I'm a bit weird.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what we love. Because I think maybe it's just me. I like just a little bit of healthy eccentricity, because otherwise the world is just a very, very depressing place, or can be.
Dull. Well, it's not. I mean, South Africa is certainly not dull. What a week!
What a week. Well, I'm never going to be able to look at tea time again in the same way. You know, that's the last time anyone invites Jacob Zuma for tea.
I'm not your friend. You are my friend.
Wow, the best of the best.
Yeah, I got so. And you are like you are definitely my friend. Definitely my friend. And sort of was like, nah. Anyway, I'm furious, even though I'm laughing. But how dare he?
Yeah, because he treated the judicial system with a total lack of respect.
His arrogance, unaccountability, law breaking all came to the fore. In the past week, his impunity and ego is the reason why we should insist as a country that this is enough. The buck stops here. If we don't shut down because of this, then there's something wrong with us. Every single person, crook or not, has sat in that seat and been examined by State Capture Commission. Even his bae, Dudu Mieni, attended. Yet he, who left the country empty, dry and devastated, stood up, turned his back on Jack, Deputy CJ Zondo, and walked out, not only on Zondo, but on the whole country. What did I just watch?
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
I am absolutely astonished. I mean, I think the good judge felt the same way as I did, because he basically said, you know, he has this way, and he goes, well, when he does that, like, you know, like, he's putting the words right in his head because I am the DCJ. And he went, well, Mr. Zuma is under summons.
What do you think will happen?
In other words, arrest him now. They've got to arrest him today. They have to arrest him today. It's like, otherwise there's no law. I mean, content doesn't even come close to what he should be charged or arrested for, but I'll take it. But if there's not a charge sheet today, there's going to be chaos and a very big uprising in civil society. I mean, we've already seen artists stand up. We've seen the Contrada Foundation stand up. No, we're not taking it. This is not a game, Jacob. Civil society will come out in their numbers, and they have legal force. I mean, Stefani Fick from Alta is just she's an absolute terrorist. If when it comes to justice, she will find a way to get you. I mean, she's the one who took Dudu Mieni down. 34 witnesses put Jacob Zuma's name into the state capture inquiry. This is not a game. It is the law, Ubaba, and the law in a lawless vacuum that is your ridiculous world doesn't cut with us anymore. It's time to arrest him.
It just shows the level. Think? Yeah, look, I think, so I'll tell you my concerns. Number one, I agree with the sentiment 100%. The arrogance, contempt with, and it's not a contempt, I'm not even talking about legal contempt. I'm talking about the contempt and that he has shown for this country and how dismissive he is of the situation that he created. Is appalling beyond words. My concern is, and I said this earlier, is this. We have to accept that there is a level of support for him, even if it's fiction and it's just Carl Niehaus. But there is something out there. Is this going to be what we go to war on. Maybe it is. Maybe it is what we go to war on. I don't know. I'd actually love your thoughts. I'd love the thoughts of our listeners. 34519 or 0618951019. We've seen this before where major criminals get taken down by an almost minor offense. So maybe it is important, yes. And maybe it is time for the South African judiciary to show its independence and to take a stand, because he has shown contempt for the judiciary for years and years and years. My worry is, is this the right one? Should it be now? What is your thoughts, Tanya?
Well, I think you're completely right about there being this separation of the ANC. It's very real. There is there are two ANCs, and that is, I don't think anybody disputes that fact.
No, not anymore.
You just had to look at Ace Magashule's rally. How many people?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, I mean, you could pay a rent a crowd like they did with, old, what's her name? Gumede. But this wasn't a rent. If he paid a lot. Cause there were lots of people there. And these are the very people that he stole the houses from. These are the very people that he took money right out of the Free State. Like, the Free State doesn't exist, the housing project. Not a single house got built and not a single bit of asbestos got removed. And then, just when you thought, okay, well, now this is weird, the death knell came with the PA. So you guys that need a woman to manage your diaries, no? Some are crooked more than you are. Let's look at the presidents. I'm not saying names. And others will put you behind bars because you can't be bothered to read your own emails. And that is what is going to happen here. Ace Magashule's PA turned state witness this week. Isn't it a brilliant page turner? One thing's for sure. There are more jaw-dropping moments coming in South Africa. And it's better than Netflix. I would like to say that she's a brave woman, but the truth is she was cornered. And she chose the side of the law because she didn't have another choice. I don't really care. All I want to see is that these Tutsis go to Lukor. And here's the thing is, you're right. The support for Ace, the support for Zuma, the support for Duduzane Zuma, all these things are coming together like a new political party. And I hope it doesn't end in violence. I hope it ends up with a separate party. So that we can just not vote for them.
Absolutely. Well, that would be the ideal, because we were talking to a political analyst yesterday, and I posed the question, what would it, I mean, there's nothing more the ANC can do to try and lose voters. It's virtually impossible. They have shown us who they are. They have stolen. They have crippled the country. They have used medical funding from COVID for their own gains. There is actually, there's nothing more that they can actually do to scream, please don't vote for us. And yet we have a by-election and people vote for us, so vote for them. So what will it actually take?
It's not because of them, wait, you're giving them too much credit. It's because of the opposition. You're not going to vote for Julius.
No.
He's already told you he's taking the mines and the banks.
Right.
And you're not going to vote for the racist DA. If I had, as a white person, gave my vote, or classified white person, gave my vote to the DA, I would be affirming racism. I can't possibly do that. So either I don't vote, or I vote ANC. Or Herman and his high horse. I mean, he couldn't ask Zilla anyway, so what good is he? You know, so we have no opposition. But talking about those by-elections, wasn't it absolutely hysterical that the EFF didn't win one?
Yeah, I can't tell you that I was devastated by that either.
I was very happy.
So it really is crazy. And of course, the other big story of the week were the Bashiris. I adore them. I hate them. I know in theory.
What are you talking about?
Sorry?
Lindy, can you please take his temperature?
No, we've decided why we love them.
Okay, Lindy's on my page. Lindy, you tell her.
Yes, because we've decided that we've got bigger things to worry about, but more importantly, if this is what it's going to take to get the South African government outraged and whatever,
and
can we have more people embarrass them?
You see, honestly, we're looking at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, we are taking a totally different perspective.
We're saying thank you, Bushiris, for actually finally giving the government something to be embarrassed about, because they're not embarrassed by their own behavior. They're not embarrassed by what they do. So finally, this couple have come along, the prophets, and they have managed to embarrass every segment of government.
There's even the new word security cluster.
Oh, the cluster. The cluster.
We can't quite put our finger on where it went wrong, so we have to have a whole cluster.
Exactly. So how's that for a different take, Tanya Kuri?
Well, I'm going to say that's the most 2020 take I've ever heard.
All right, that's one way of putting it.
I'll tell you what I saw, though. I saw a magistrate that certainly has to be investigated, because for one thing, like from the beginning, she's the one, she got money, a lot of money. And can we like have a look at those bank accounts, please? Because I put my head on it that she's been paid in some way. We all knew they were going to leg it. I mean, I think you and I spoke last week and said, oh, they're going to run. And we went, of course they are. So why weren't there cops and at borders, and why wasn't somebody following them? But I suppose if you have enough stolen dash, you can just call up a SADC president and get a diplomatic plane, because, they turned up in Malawi where followers took to the streets and had held a vigil for a pair of gangsters that walk around with a Bible in their hands. A word to the Bashiri followers. Like, I've had so many fights with them this week. I can't deal with them. A word to the Bashiri followers. You profess to believe in God, yet you are defending a man who has broken every commandment or teaching written in the very book he holds above his head.
It's really one of the top 10.
Yeah.
You don't need to dig that
like,
deep. It's not interpretation. It's there.
It's
top 10.
Hard to see. Exactly. I digress, but I just hate it when people use God as leverage. Yeah. God doesn't need you, Bashiri followers. You need him. So you better work out that there's those 10 commandments in there, because you're breaking them yourselves. And again, I digress. So they got off. They trotted off to Malawi for fear of all their safety.
I love it.
And that's apparently all good. They are brought to court in Malawi, only for Malawian government to say, hey, it's not my business. You shouldn't be arrested here at all. Off you go.
What did I just watch?
I'm not even making this up. So what happens now? Do we extradite? Have we even got an extradition treaty? Are we going to send a diplomatic plane? Like, what happens now?
Mama Bolo said they have started with the extradition process, but you never know.
But I don't understand. They've started with the process, but they were arrested and then released. So
this is my thing, is then how do you start a process with a government that's clearly not acknowledging the crimes that you're getting these people locked up for?
This is such a ridiculous story.
Completely.
Like, I had, like, these people, like, somebody said, you just gotta watch his sermons and you'll understand. I went, understand what? Like, trafficked children, guys.
I haven't watched any of his stuff. Have you watched it, Lynn?
I've seen clips and I don't understand how every Sunday.
No, I don't get it.
Do you know how hard it is to wake up on a Sunday?
I don't get it, Lynn.
No, but hold on. So, Lynn, you've watched some of them, yeah?
I've seen a few clips, like maybe a 2-minute clip and whatever. Right. And I've never...
Did you want to send him money after that?
No. Oh. I tried to understand... like, I tried to understand how anyone would wake up and leave their house for that.
Really? Was he not good? But he's a shepherd.
I've got to share this story. She's going to hate me for sharing it, but hopefully she's not listening. So one of my colleagues and friends, her ex was a big Bashiri follower, and he had some of this like special cream that came from Bashiri.
His cream?
Oh my God, I didn't know.
It's a tiny tub. Yeah, it's God's cream, obviously. Mm. Tiny tub and can heal all wounds, okay? So she smells it and she thinks, oh, it like does feel quite soft. So she takes it and uses the whole thing on her hair.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
Tanya?
The relationship's now over. It's over.
Oh my word.
Does she still have hair?
That's what I want to know.
Her hair's beautiful, she said. She said her hair's beautiful.
Okay. clearly the cream works wonders for the hair.
Wow.
Well, I mean, so when you go to hair products and creams, like now you're really rocking, guys. It's like merchandise. True. You're in the merch game. Before we run out of time, I have to talk about the SABC.
Yes.
Like I've worked with that organization for years and, like the whole place is a shambles, but I've never met better people, better journalists.
Isn't that interesting?
Better editors. No.
We were saying this earlier. We have to differentiate. You have to differentiate the people from the SABC itself, because those are the victims there. They're the hardworking people who have tried, to keep it together, who have worked hard. My heart goes out to them because they didn't deserve this.
Absolutely, Howard. You know, I remember in the days when Zuma was on his tirade, how they all dressed in black, how they tried to report the real news and they were throttled and they got, people got suspended and fired for saying certain things. And then you want to tell me that those people are earning 790,000 rand a year? They are not.
Never.
I can tell you that for a fact.
Yeah, I don't
that's
know
what
where
they reckon the average salary is. But when you take the fat cats and the little guys on the ground, you are going to get that average. So that's what happens when you use funny numbers, is 400 people, really good people, are losing their jobs. And it's not right.
100% right. I agree with you. It's a very, very sad story, this. And unfortunately, as has always been the case, it's the people on the ground that are suffering.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I felt a bit like Twitter this week. They had a glitch in the machine. Every post just about was followed with an info message of from Twitter saying, this claim is disputed. I can run with that. Put that on everything. It's about right, isn't
it? Absolutely. Well, because there's one statement, there's no statement you can make that won't be disputed. So, absolutely, absolutely crazy.
You're right. So, I have to end with Black Friday is on its way, and also that Trump overnight became gray. Some say he turned silver because he lost his gold.
That is very, very cool. Actually, I happen to think he looks a lot better. I don't know why he didn't do the gray thing a lot.
Exactly. Can he remove the orange now?
Yeah, I think that might take a bit of time just to work its way through the system. Tanya Kuri, thank you as always. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll catch you next week.